The only thing I want to experience is winning a gold medal.
Sitting on the slopes of potential history.
We hit up to 6G forces.
Where the one thing you can count on is absolutely nothing.
If you can't race yourself, you can't race anybody else.
An all-out fight to the finish.
There's no such thing as can't.
Pushing it till the end, and he's got another gold medal.
All of the talk of security problems in Sochi has so far passed as talk, as the Olympic Winter Games have gone on very expensively and successfully, with some real surprises and spectacular performances, along with some grumbling about Russian machine-made snow and yearnings for the unexpectedly absent Bob Costas on NBC. But there's lots more to come in this final weekend. Mary Pilon, sports reporter for our partner, The New York Times, reporting from Sochi, joins us. Welcome, Mary.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
So give me a couple of favorite moments before we look forward into this final weekend.
Well, one of them, figure skating is always a big event at the Winter Games, and the Russians have such a proud tradition in the sport, but they had never won a gold medal in women's singles, and that competition was Thursday evening. And there's kind of been two different types of skaters here, those who are Russian and those who aren't, and the crowd just goes crazy for their the athletes here. And there was a surprise Russian winner who, Adelina Sotnikova, who had been overlooked by the Russians as her for participation in the team event. And she took the gold over Yuna Kim of South Korea, who was the defending Olympic champion. And almost immediately, there were a lot of allegations swirling about the judging. I mean, it's a subjective sport, so the judging is going to be controversial anyway. And in a press conference Friday morning, a couple of Russian coaches, you know, defended the outcome, said it was her night. But of course, you know, that has left some critics still questioning kind of the sausage making of the score, whether she deserved the gold medal or not.
I mean, for me personally, the figure skating upstages the raw athletics that really happen in some of the Olympic events right. That don't get covered. I mean, the raw athletics of pursuit speed skating, the cross country. I mean, you have to be in such shape to do cross country. And of course, all
incredible.
The extreme sports that have been showcased in these Olympics. Take us through that a little bit.
Sure. So the extreme sports have been really fascinating because some of them are new. We've never seen them before. And there's been a lot of attention on the injuries. I was talking to one of the team doctors who said that ACL injuries have been really, really huge. Some of my colleagues have been reporting on the injuries for women in these sports compared to men. So as they grow and develop in more countries, I mean, the U.S. tends to do pretty well in these. As they develop, I'm really curious to see what happens with the regulation of them, because remember, when we're on Olympics, we're watching the best people in the world, you know, tackle the half pipe or the slope style. And if they're falling all over the place, my gosh, you know, you wonder what happens to the rest of us who would even dare to try it. So they're new, they're edgy. There's been a big push from the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, to try and keep the games a little more young and fresh. And these kind of sports, they hope will do that. And they're, you know, beautiful on television. But, you know, it's very different when you're talking to a concussed athlete or someone who's, you know, worked their whole lives and then with one blow has become injured. So it's been really interesting to see that pan out up on the mountains.
Yeah, you got to wonder what some sports medicine doctors are thinking as they're looking at these games. All right, what was in your gut when the Canadian women came back and took that gold from the Americans?
You know, I have to say the Canadians, when it comes to winter sports, they are just not messing around. And hockey there is such a religion. I was more taken with the Russian loss, to be honest.
Right.
And the men's hockey. And I'm curious to see how that kind of plays out with what the vibe is going to be like at the upcoming games. But I think, you know, the Canada and U.S., they're stellar teams this year. And in Vancouver with the women's competition, again, it came down to those two. And I think that more broadly, it'd be interesting to see more teams kind of playing at that level, because that kind of competition like we saw between those two was fantastic. And I think that's Olympic hockey, you could argue, is really one of the best winter sports, because you really do feel like you're seeing the best athletes in that sport in the world competing in a way that they don't really get to otherwise. And so that kind of competition, it's fantastic. I just only wish we would see more of it in the women's game.
Well, let's talk then about what's coming up. Men's hockey, as you alluded to, is going to be decided this weekend. What else should we look for?
Correct. So there's men's hockey. Alpine skiing is coming up. Bobsled is coming up. Cross country. The closing ceremonies on Sunday, which, given how expansive the opening ceremonies were. I think there's a lot of anticipation on what the artistry is going to look like. The Olympic Stadium has come under some fire because it's only going to be used twice. It is a massive stadium. Once was opening, once was closing. So I think it's going to be kind of a reminder of a lot of the successes of the games, but also a lot of the excess. I mean, $50 billion, it's the most expensive games of all time. So I'm curious to see what the end note is. There was obviously a lot of anticipation. It seemed like sports was almost on the back burner before people got on the plane here, between logistics, security, the politics of the games here. I think the athletes reclaimed a lot of the spotlight and earned it. Yeah, you know, it was a very unusual Olympics in a lot of ways, but we'll see at closing ceremonies kind of what the mood is like. I think it's a little too soon to tell what the Sochi legacy is going to be.
Finally, remind us, because in many ways in the Olympics, the Winter Olympics, this is the only chance for the mass audience to see the unusual sort of strategy that's involved in team pursuit speed skating and in the cross country, which is such an exhausting slog. I mean, it really competes with the marathon in terms of just raw endurance. Just take us through those two events before we go.
Well, speed skating in particular, one of the things I find fascinating about it is I think there's an element of luck in a lot of Olympic sports, but in speed skating, I mean, it's so profound how it can be your day or not. And we at the Times have been doing a project where we interview fourth place finishers, and I've talked to some of the speed skaters who finished fourth. And when you talk to them, they're so close to the podium. You know, it'll be, my ankle moved this way, or there was a gold medal division that was, I believe, to the thousandths of seconds. So I think that one of the things that makes the speed skating so exhilarating to watch is just that it is so close. And to me, if I was an athlete in that sport, having that much luck or the appearance of it would be really hard to swallow. And in cross country, you know, I think it's going to be anybody's game. I'm curious what the conditions are going to be like. That seems like it's inevitable in any winter games. And that's something that a lot of athletes are going to be talking about. And the impression I've gotten from some athletes is they're very rested up. I think it's a little tough when all your buddies are finished at the village and hanging out and your event is towards the end of the Olympic Games. It's also true with the four-man bobsled. So I think people are rested up and ready to go.
Yeah, the cross-country skiers have the most exhausting slog ahead of them while everyone else is sort of relaxing in the village. Mary Pallon, thanks so much.
Great, thank you.
Mary Pallon is sports reporter for our partner, the New York Times, reporting from Sochi.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.